Hi, I just wanted to get on really fast and testify what God's been doing these past few weeks in Guatemala. 5 weeks ago, my friend had a vision of a green door. We were doing house visits, which is basically where you just like go and knock on random people's houses and they like let you in and you get to just hear their stories, get to know them and just pour into them, encourage them and pray for them and that kind of thing. And my friend, before we went, had a vision of a green door. And we went that whole day, never saw the green door. Just kind of moved on, had a great day, but didn't see a green door. Then the next week, we were walking around. We ended up, like, no one was answering their door. It was, like, really weird and unusual because, like, in the village, they have, like, a work day that everyone has to, like, be out. So no one was answering their door. No one was home. And we randomly stumbled across a green door, and I was like, we need to go here. My friend had a vision. This lady ends up answering her door, and we got to learn a lot about her. Her name was Roxana. Yeah, it was super awesome. She's super cool. And she basically started telling us about how her husband and her were just going through a lot. And he has a problem with alcohol. And one night it got so bad, he ended up getting beat up in the village. And so bad that he got sent to the hospital, had emergency brain surgery, and was like put in a coma. And they like told her that like he wasn't gonna wake up and like he was just like gonna die. So we just got to like encourage her in that and like be there for her. But we also like just prayed healing over him and just in faith that he would like wake up. And so the next week we went back, and guys, he was literally awake. He was in his bed. Like, he came home 2 days after we prayed for him. The doctor's like, that was literally a miracle. Like, that was not supposed to happen. And it's just seriously so crazy, like, what God can do. And then we went back this week, and the first time we came back, he was just like in so much pain. Like, he was just sitting there. He couldn't talk or think, or like, he was just in so much pain, like literally just sitting there like in agony. And so we went back this week, and he literally was up talking, laughing. It's so insane. Like, we literally were just standing there in front of like this miracle that God did, and it was so crazy. We got to hear him just praise God for the miracle that he got to receive, and it was just so good. God is so good, and I just wanted to share.